It's been a little while since we've talked finances on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. And because the price is always right, I thought I would get Stacey Price back on the line from Healthy Business Finance. Stacey, how are we doing?
I am doing very well, thank you, Andrew. How are you?
Not too bad, although it's getting to that time of year where we're all a little bit nervous that we're going to get in contact with the Australian Tax Office and that they're going to, you know, grab the rubber gloves and do nasty things to us if we do the wrong thing. What should we do to make sure that that won't happen?
Gosh, it's our favourite time of the year. We're such nerds here. But look, I think in the financial year, if there's a couple of things. The first, it's really about being organised. And for us, that doesn't start on the 30th of June. You know, people have got some time to prepare. And also, you don't need to do a tax return on the 1st of July. So you don't need to have everything organised in a really short space of time. So the first thing is about getting organised.
Mm.
And the second thing, I guess, is knowing what you have to organise. So in terms of paperwork and documentation, it's really making sure you've got a process to find what you need and whether or not that's claims for home office expenses, whether or not it's finance documents for assets that you've purchased, whether it's your private health insurance statement, your donations that you've made during the year. You've got a little bit of time to get all of that paperwork ready.
Do we need to make sure we've got a receipt for every possible thing that we purchased and the accountant can go through it, or do we need to be a little bit more circumspect?
Look, I think the ATO has certain things that they will be really specific on looking for, and they're the ones you want to focus your time on. In saying that, the ATO can ask for proof of purchase for anything that you are making a claim for. So our view is you're better off to cover your butt and have everything in place. And if the ATO don't specifically ask for it, at least you can sleep at night knowing you have done the right thing.
So, you know, those tickets that I bought to go and visit my auntie in Zimbabwe back when we were allowed to go overseas to visit the zebra compound that had nothing to do with my business, if I did keep the receipt, just in case.
Look, we always say keep it because you can be audited for tax purposes for several years after the tax year.
Oh.
So it's not just a matter of you've lodged your tax return, you've paid your tax or got a refund, and that's done and dusted. There can be a time period of up to 4 years after you've lodged your tax return that perhaps the ATO can ask some questions. So better to be safe than sorry and file that little donation away, you know, whether it's in your email folder, saved to a hard drive, but saving it somehow electronically so that you can access it and can find it easily is much better than a shoebox of papers on your desk or, you know, on your bookshelf.
So you're saying they go back only 4 years? They don't go beyond that?
Look, it does depend. Usually for individuals, it's 4 years from the date that you lodge your tax return. So keeping in mind, some people can be a little bit behind with their ATO lodgements. If you're lodging 2 years at a time, then really the period you need to keep the receipt for could be up to 6 or 7 years, depending on when you made the purchase that you're claiming for. So we always say 4 years is an absolute minimum. Longer than that if you are behind or you're taking a longer time to lodge your tax return.
I'm actually a little bit relieved by that because back in 1989 when I did my very first tax return, I think I made a bit of a mistake because I got a lot of money back and I've always been sweating on it. Do you think I'm in the clear by now?
Oh, look, I think you're probably in the clear by now. And I think, you know, the ATO are not looking for tiny little mistakes. And when I say mistakes, I mean genuine, honest mistakes. What they're looking for is people who are genuinely, knowingly doing the wrong thing.
Right.
So if you've got your paperwork and you're speaking to a tax agent or accountant who can verify what you're claiming is correct, I think you're more than halfway there.
Okay. I do actually, the producers are telling me that I've got a phone call from the tax office. They've been listening to this and apparently I need to have a word to them. Should I be worried?
No, look, the ATO is not there to scare people, and I know that's everyone's first reaction when they get a phone call from the ATO. They panic. The ATO is there to do their job, just like any of us are here to do our job.
Yeah.
I guess the biggest thing to help relieve some of your stress and anxiety around tax time is having someone on your team to help. You know, your registered tax agent is there to make sure that you don't get those phone calls. And if the ATO does make a call, they ring your tax agent and not you. So they can help explain to the tax office what has happened, why you've claimed a certain thing. And it just gives you that little bit of peace of mind.
Well, the price is always right. Stacey Price from Healthy Business Finances, as always, thank you very much for your considered advice.
Thank you so much.